Well, today I want to continue with looking at the Lord's Prayer and specifically how when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we can do it in a way that we make more room for Jesus than we had before, which, as you know, is one way of saying what the whole point is. It's making more room for Jesus in our lives, getting to know Jesus better, following more closely and so forth. So today, as I was thinking about it, we want to look at our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. And I mean, I don't know why, but this thought popped into my mind. How about that new driveway out there? Isn't that so? Let's hear it for Chris for getting that together. Way to go, Chris. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to drive slow up there anymore. Doing this. Boom, right up to your parking space. All right, Chris. So we, you know, there was the plan, we found the money, we got the contractor, set the date, it was all done, and it was done when nothing else was happening. It was just fell together perfectly. Now there's another thing that's coming right out here, and that is there'll be an awning, a kind of a permanent awning out here over the door, the front door. And that has been paid for in full by a grant. It has been designed. A contractor is ready. However, the materials are stuck in Israel due to supply chain issues. Now, what's the difference between the driveway and the awning? Well, the driveway, we were able to receive it. The awning, we're not able to receive it yet. Do you see the difference? That's a crucial difference. I mean, you can have the promise of it, the design of it, you can have it all paid for, everything could be right with it, but there's just no way to receive it. What we want to do in our relationship with Jesus is not just know about Jesus, not know things about the church. I mean, we want to know all those things, but we also want a way to receive what Jesus has for us and to keep growing in that relationship with him, to receive more and more of him. Otherwise, we're like the awning whose materials are stuck in Israel and there's nothing to stand under. Do you follow what I'm describing? Okay, I was hoping for a little more enthusiasm, but we'll go with that. So you can boil it down to this. Jesus provides for us, and he provides a way to receive what he's provided for us. We can go along a path where we just never want to receive or think about receiving or do anything to receive what Jesus has provided. That's a huge step. It's a simple step, but it's huge. It makes all the difference in our lives. And that's what I see here in Jesus' comment about Jerusalem. Well, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Okay, let's see what that has for us. Jerusalem had a history of killing the prophets and stoning the apostles. Which is what it says here. The city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. Apostles are ones who are sent. Jesus acknowledges this when the Pharisees come to him and warn him that Herod has a plot to kill him. And Jesus responds to that warning, describing his desire to provide for and protect Jerusalem. But they were not willing. In other words, everything was going to be provided for them, but they didn't have anything to receive what was provided, which was the protection of the Lord. Now, gathering is something that Jesus does all the time. And we have this feminine picture of Jesus, the mother hen. It's one of the images of Jesus, very powerful image. And it's Jesus providing for us, making room for us to receive the provision. And under the wings of a mother hen is provided protection, of course, and warmth, and a place to receive that protection and warmth is all provided by the mother hen. That's what Jesus wanted to do. And there's other images of that in our culture. For example, if you were ever in a position where you were going to have an intern, or just someone you were training in your work, and one of the ways that that would be described to you is somebody would come to you, your boss, your supervisor, or the board, whoever it was, and say, we're bringing somebody on here, and I would like for you to take them under your wing. See, that's the idea. That it's not just so that their brain doesn't fall on their head. It's so that they gain everything that you have. It's the place, the position, where they can receive what you have in a way that they can actually access it and take it in and run with it. And that's what Jesus is saying. Jerusalem, I have things for you, but you're not willing to receive them. Now, you and I are probably not unwilling, or not willing, or whatever the double negative is, or isn't. I don't know. You know, you turn your clock ahead and things just get a little foggy, don't they? All right. At any rate, Jesus is always providing. There is never a time when Jesus is not providing. The example I've used from time to time over the past few years is, if you go stand in the middle of the James River and you look upstream, the water is always coming to you. There's never a time when the water is not coming to you. Do you see what I mean? It's the same with Jesus. There is never a time he is not providing for us. So that's where he tells us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. There is bread from Jesus all the time. It's fresh every day. And bread, as you know, is more than just something that comes out of the bakery. When Jesus is using it, the bread has to do with his word. All of his provision is the bread that Jesus provides. This can also be translated, you'll give us today our daily bread. It can also be translated, give us tomorrow's bread today. And what that does is it really widens what it is Jesus is providing. The whole picture of what Jesus provides is huge. It's much bigger than we would normally think. Tomorrow's bread today means the things of the kingdom of God. So, when Jesus provides to you some healing, for example, you know, if you've carried around some trauma, something somebody did to you maybe when you were little, and it's always been there, and it's always something that's affected you, and Jesus provides to you today something that heals that, that's tomorrow's bread today. That's the healing, the final healing of the days of the kingdom of God when they are complete, invading, you know, coming into your life today. That's what it is to have the kingdom come, which we looked at last week. It also comes today. The bread from tomorrow coming today to you is a way that we experience what Jesus is providing and the way that he rules over us. This could be forgiveness as well. You know, if there's been somebody that has really offended you that you just have not been able to forgive, and then something is provided to you from Jesus and you're able to receive it so that forgiveness comes. Somehow you're released from holding on to that demand that the past would have been different for you. That's tomorrow's bread today. There's many, many other things like that. These are all things that we need and that Jesus wants to give us. What the step is that Jesus asks us to take is to receive from him the capacity to accept what he's giving us. to get the materials unstuck because of the supply chain. To open the door so that it comes in. A lot of times Jesus would ask somebody, we see in the Gospels, what do you want? They come up to him and say, well, okay, what do you want? And what he's asking is, are you willing to receive what it is I have to give? What we have is a Western mindset. And the Western mindset is, we've tamed the wilderness and now we want to enjoy the benefits of what we've done. I mean, isn't that you? You worked for it, it's yours. You made the plans, you paid for it, now it's yours. Maybe you bought some land, you had it cleared, put the building on it, now it's yours. And you want to enjoy the benefits. There's nothing wrong with that at all. When we take a number of steps into that, what we can miss, what we can become insensitive to, is Jesus saying, I have this for you, and I'm also supplying to you the way for you to receive it. So our Western mindset is, I can do that myself. I can make my own way for it. I can build it myself. I can get it myself. I can set it up myself. And for some of us, I don't even need to look at the instructions and I can do it myself. All right, some of you in here need to stop elbowing the person next to you. It's all part of the Western mindset that we have. I mean, it's not evil. It's nothing like that. It's that Jesus is saying, what I want to give you as well is that I am giving you what it takes to receive. And once I give you what it takes to receive, then you're able to receive tomorrow's bread today, the things of the kingdom. I mean, when we're honest, we'd rather work for it ourselves and maybe ask God if we get stuck. And maybe ask God if we're stuck for a really long time. Thought of asking Jesus first for direction and provision might not even enter our minds. Even when it comes to something we want to ask God to supply. So, I mean, the first question sometimes might be, make me ready. Renew my mind. Open my heart. Phrases like that. Because he is always there offering provision and the way to receive it. You kind of get this picture in the way a hen gathers chicks. Anybody raise chickens? Yeah, you have Marion, right? Yeah. I mean, the hen does not run around the yard clucking at the chickens, trying to get them to come over here. You know, run over here to this chick, run over here to that chick. The hen doesn't do that. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I have not raised chickens. But I think what the hen does, squats down, spreads the wings, and calls the chicks to come under the wings. This is what Jesus wants to do. He says, here I am. Come over here. And over here, he also gives us the capacity to receive what he's providing. very, very important that we receive that capacity from Him so that we can actually accept what He's providing. I know now some of you I know go to the gym, and you've probably discovered, well, maybe when you were a little younger, maybe you wouldn't do this now, but you know, if you wanted to start getting bigger biceps, you might be tempted to start with the 50-pound dumbbell. But you do not have the capacity, if this is your first day ever in the gym, to actually pick that up, you know, and curl it. You might have to start with the 10 and then build up. That's what Jesus does with us. He gives us a capacity, a God-given capacity that we don't have to receive the things of the kingdom, so that then we can walk in them, have them transform our lives, hear the things that He desires for us to hear, and walk in the direction that He is setting. Without the capacity to receive that first, we might miss it or drop it, like picking up a 50-pound dumbbell the first day in the gym. So what He does is He calls to us and He says, "Come to Me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll give you peace. I'll give you wholeness. I'll give you what you need. I'll give you healing. I'll give you the things that you are longing for, because they come from Me." So I want to encourage you this week, this week in Lent, to focus on that. Asking Jesus to give you the capacity to receive what He wants you to receive. You know, if you've been stuck thinking, I can't hear the voice of God, I just never have been able to. Or if you've been stuck saying, I can't forgive that person, I'm just not able to. Or if you've been stuck thinking, this is all I am able to understand about the Bible, or whatever it is, I want to encourage you to take the first step of putting aside our normal way of saying, well, I can do that by myself, and instead asking Jesus, give Me Your capacity to receive what You want Me to receive. And if that sounds a little odd to you, you might take this step by asking Jesus, well, how do You want Me to ask You for the capacity to receive what You want Me to receive? How do You want Me to ask for it? What words do You want? Just tell Me. That's part of getting the capacity to receive what He wants you to receive. Give it a try. See what happens. I would think things would happen for you that have never happened before, because you have a capacity for things that have never happened before. Would you please stand? Oh, Jesus, we thank You for all that You're doing in us and among us. We thank You for the things that You desire for us. We ask for the capacity to receive what You want us to receive, so that we might walk in all that You desire for us to walk in, for the glory of Your name. Amen.